Well, from the relationship of y to the equal to gamma square x to the inverse, we're going to rewrite the equation as y to the over gamma equal to x to the over gamma inverse. Now, which gives us a relationship of x1 over gamma, x1 2 over gamma, x1 2 transpose over gamma, x2 over gamma, the inverse of the big matrix has to equal to y1 over gamma and something else. So from the matrix fact that this is true if and only if x1 over gamma identity y over gamma has to be positive semi-definite and the rank of this matrix has to be no greater than n plus r, and which is exactly the third condition we want to prove.